In Germany, you can split up the media landscape in three categories: public service broadcasting, private and commercial broadcasting, and a third category where community media belongs to. That one is defined non-profit, independent, and has a certain political claim, tries to give voices to people and groups that are hardly heard. How do you define your status as a radio station?
We also have three media sectors, but it's not quite the same as in Germany. We do have public media, we do have privately owned media, and then we have a third sector, which is not exactly community radio. The community is not a term our legislation uses. It's much broader. It's defined as of special significance, so media of special significance. But in terms of what it means, it could encompass also community radio. Under this term, there are also some local companies of local significance, regional significance, and also community media, and also a religious media. So yes, this is how we defined it.
And you have like a political claim for your radio work?
We are independent. I mean, in our state, media should be autonomous. I mean, publicly, the state does finance all three sectors, but it tries to avoid influencing it politically as much as possible. Us personally, we were funded by the student movement, as you said, and now one of our founders is still the student institution, and that is where we get a third of our funding from. I mean, we make it a very strong point that we will not be influenced by any financier.
Yeah, maybe we have a closer look on this founding of Radio Student in Ljubljana. 1969 is the date. What is the history of this beginning, and how is it connected with the political situation in Yugoslavia and the student revolt back then?
Of course, Yugoslavia picked up the trend of student demonstration, which was a global phenomenon at the time. So in Ljubljana and in Beograd, these protests were quite severe, in Beograd especially. And so the government at the time, or the Central Bureau, decided that they should pacify the students by enabling several programs in Ljubljana. That meant the establishment or the funds for the establishment of several student activities. One among them was Radio Student, and they built up a mini golf course. The golf course doesn't exist. All these drama activities and printing press and stuff is also already gone, and this is the only thing that was really made a permanent mark, besides the ideology that I think still permeates the social structure or social understanding of what the state and the NGO sector or non-governmental sector should be doing in order to make our society greater.
Radio Student is still working. Another important historical date is the 10-day war, or Slovenian Independence War, in June 1991. Sure. What happened back then, and what role did Radio Student play?
I guess at the time of the independence is perhaps the time that our radio station is the most nationally significant. We had great connections in the civil movement, and also the censorship wasn't able to respond very quickly, so we were able to transmit information that most of the other media outlets just couldn't, because they were censored or something. So and that is the era of perhaps our most greatest political significance, and of course the numbers of our listeners were the highest then too. But although with the democratization of the country things got a little bit less intense, we still play a significant factor in determining the outlook of our cultural and social stratosphere.
You already mentioned there were several media institutions founded in the 60s, and only you are still working, and you have an impact. You have a lot of connections and impact to the cultural and subcultural life in Slovenia, I would say. You organize cultural events every year, and you maintain a record label. Has there ever been the idea of making Radio Student a commercial project?
you must understand that radio student is a direct consequence of, I guess, also socialism as I would understand it. I grew up at the end of the era. So we make it a strong point that our community radio is organized very horizontally. So especially in this transitional era, there were several initiatives of individuals to buy and commercialize the station. But I guess the community, especially of journalists who kind of have the responsibility to manage the station, always revolted against the idea. So I think this is not something that will happen. We will fight it, I guess, until the end. I mean, it's true, the funding should be more secured. It's always a big question, but people kind of respond in order for us to function strongly, more on taking it upon themselves. They rather take less payment but do something for free than consider commercialization.
How does the funding look like exactly for Radio Student?
I mean, we do have some commercial activities. This is kind of like the third pillar of our funding. Mostly, like I said before, we get funds from the student organization of the University in Ljubljana. That's it's approximately, I would say, a bit less than a third of our funding. Then the bulk of our funding comes from project work. So there's some come from the state and the rest are European or local funding opportunities. And we also get some money from advertising. So this kind of endeavors in our own production of advertisements. And then we also get a smaller funding from the support of our listeners. This is a model we're trying to develop further at the moment. I mean, all in all, nothing that changes. Financing is quite stable at the present, but we always have need for more.
There's another student radio in Slovenia called Radio Marsh in Maribor. How's the situation for a student radio like Radio Student in Ljubljana, Radio Marsh in Maribor, if we look at the overall media landscape?
So I must correct you. I mean, they don't have a status yet, because they're not funded. I mean, some student organization didn't already join the station, but there is another radio station which could be called Student or very, very similar to Radio Marsh, Radio Student. This is called Neodvisni Obalni Radio, so independent literal radio. So there's three now. In that sense, we are getting stronger, but the situation, or in comparison, Marsh and Nord are much smaller. There's a smaller community, less financing for them. They have difficulties in basically staying alive, so we try to help as much as possible.
You already mentioned that the word community media is not used to describe your status. Mm-hmm. Since several years, yeah, there are efforts made to maybe also improve the situation for Radio Student. What are your claims in these discussions? What are you fighting for?
We are trying for the state to use the term to have a separate legislation in place for such media, because they recognize, not in these terms, but in other terms, the significance of such media. So the state is proposing now a new legislature which should improve, ameliorate several facts, among them trying to ameliorate the situation for, as we could say, community media, although the term still isn't present. I mean, the legislation they are proposing is mostly better for privately owned or locally privately owned, perhaps neoliberal stations, because although the state claims they want to improve employment in the sectors, they actually are reducing the number of journalists privately owned companies have to employ. And they are basically broadening the terms of special significance to include more medias who are not actually community, as we would say, perhaps more specific field of smaller experts doing publishing or whatever, which is great. But they also have proposed quite a high margin for them to access it. So the legislation really isn't that great, although they are trying to attack several issues as hate speech and so on. But I think there will also not be enough consensus among the parties in the state for it to pass.
And what is your position as Radio Student in this discussion? What are your claims? What could be possible as open spaces for community media in Slovenia?
I think we should define, and the state should fund these these kind of stations as are ours even more intensely, although we cannot say we do not have a partner in the state. They do listen, but their focus is mainly elsewhere. So the main claim is we should deal with the issue of community media more often and more in depth, because they do give us funding, but they don't really understand the process or our needs, while they do show needs for the other sectors. They listen to them even more than they do to us. So I'm sure that with consistent pressure, this issue will also be addressed.